wir stehen ein bisschen.
The Vayisal Shia this week is being sponsored by the Fried family, Lish Rosh Avram Yehuda Ben Rav Gedalia Olshon, Yartzeit Gimel Kislev. Shkoyach to the Rav for coming, even though he had operation.
The Gemara Masechta Bab Metzia Tav Samachalof Amid Beis Omer Rav Elozo Ripes Ktsutze Yoytzim Bedayonim. And if you have ribbis ktsutza, prearranged ribbis, yoytzim b'dayonin, and basically Bezdin takes out this ribbis b'dayraisa and is moitzi. Aval ribbis ain't a yoytzim b'dayonin, but avak ribbis ain't a yoytzim b'dayonin. Good. Is menafash tein azay. This concept of ribis ksutza, Gemara brengt if samach beis meisve hagazlonin umalve ribis afal pi shegovu marzirin. My new umalve ribis afal pi shegovu marzirin. The Rashba and the Ritva amavayr yoytzin b'dayonin. Loylo redes lenachosav kamaisha oisin begzela oy bechayv shal haloyve and lekayfen oisin hamalve kemitzvus asay the mitzvah love laharza ribis. So don't be confused, says the Rashba and the Ritva, to think when the Gemara says that yoytzin by ribis ktsutza that bezin forces the person to pay the money, it's not yardin l'nechosav. It's not a din in being goyve, like for example, where you have a choyv, where they can force the person to pay back the choyv. Or a halva. Rather, there's a mitzvah saseh. They don't explain what the mitzvah saseh is. Mitzvah lov l'hachzer ribis. So l'chayra, there's a raya brura from this Gemara, that it's not a dinning zela. If it be a dinning zela, so it's a chloral raya, both from the Ritva and the Rashba and the Pirush of Yoytzim B'dayonin, that ribis is not a dinning zela. The Gemara on Daf Samachay Zokta Zoy V'yoma Abayot Hi man, the masig abo zuzi the ribse bechavre. If someone has a claim against another that he has four zuzim of ribis, the yoev le glima begavayu, and the loive keilu poshib shat in the Gemara, not according to Chedusha Aramban that we mazbe later on, the loive, he pays his choiv of ribis to the malve with a glima, with a coat. Ki mafkinan meine, when Bezdin, shtetach yoytzin, Bezdin takes out the ribis. Mafkinan meine, when Bezdin takes away this isur ribis from the malve, abo mafkinan meine, glima loy mafkinan meine. Says Abaya, they can't take the coat away. It's a ribbis sticker coat. They can't take the coat away. They just force them to pay back for Zuzim. Azoy zok Abaya. Rav is chaylik on Abaya. Rav Omar. Glima mafkinan mine. You can even take the coat back from him. My timer, what's the reason? Kehecha deloy lemru. People shouldn't say, glima de mechasi v'koi. This coat that he normally wears. Glima, the Rabbi say who? He's talking zach a coat of ribbis. Zok techeves yor. It's a chil Hashem. It's a chil Hashem that a yid walks around with a coat that was procured through funds of ribbis. So it's clear that it's not a dinning zela. Because first of all, according to Abaya, you can't even force them to give the code back. And according to Rava, when you do give the code back, it's not also din gzeila, it's because achilas shem azah. Now, if we hold that ribis, ill-gotten ribis, is a din gzeila, then l'chol of heishiv is a gzeila shegozal. Bezdin force him to give back the coat. It makes no difference if he got paid money or he got paid a coat or how he procured the coat. If it's a ribis, take a coat. It has nothing to do with chilas shem. Has to do with it's a stolen object, has to be returned. We force him to give it back. It can't be kain gzeila. The vayis techayis. This is also a second raya from this gemara and samachay. Whether you hold like a buyer or like Rava, if you don't have to return it at all, then obviously it's not gzeila. If you're returning it, it's gzeila. You're returning it because of the fact that it's a chilas shem, like the chavis yoras says pshat. So lecharedos is not a raya that the chiyuv of being magz of the gleam is not mitaras gzeila, but also different din. Now the Machane Ephraim, wondrous Machane Ephraim, in Loivo Malve Hilchas Ribis Simon Beis, starts off with this chakira. The Machane Ephraim wants to know, Ribis Ksutza Acha Shabol Yad Hamalve Ikonoi Benasa Momen Shaloi Lechol Dover Ela Shetzorich Lahachzer Damov Eloi Kono. In other words, the klar of the Machane Ephraim is this shaila. Do we say that ribis katsuts is a dinning gzela, or is it not a dinning gzela? If it's gzela, says the Machane Ephraim on the second side of his chakira, then you cannot be koinit. And there's no inyan of any balas. But to the first side, that it's not a dinning gzela, then he is koinit. And even if he returns ribis, it's the shavis that he returns, but the chavitz itself is his. As I cleared the Machane Ephraim.
Doesn't the Gemara on Samachal say that it's a din gzeila?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Excellent. I'm glad I learned the blatter, because this isn't just going to be on like one little three lines. It's going to be pretty much on many of the sugyas over here. So, l'chayre arrived from the sugya in Samachay, that the Malvi is kind of the glima that he received with Tashlume Ribis. So Harai, it's not a din gzeila, because if it was a gzeila, you have to give it back. He's not koine gzeila. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin on Davov spoke about it by Meshavah Brachas. Kaddish B'milva Amar Abaye HaMekaddish B'milva Mekudeshes Eino Mekudeshes. That if someone is Mekaddish and Isha with a halva, if he says to her, you know you owe me money, and I'm going to be moichel, I'm going to forgive you on the loan, and that money, which is of course more than a shavah prudah, you should become a kudeshes with, zoktabaya eina mekudeshes. Bahanoas milva mekudeshes. But with the benefit of a loan, she becomes mekudeshes. For also losses came in neharomas ribis. You can't do it because it looks like you're evading ribis. But gemara hayanoas milva, Hechidomi, what's that case? Ilema, the askefa. He originally lent the money and he fixed the interest on her. The Yamalo, Abra Chamishas, I'm lending you 4 zuzim, you gotta pay me back 5. Haribis mal yosu. That's a regular case of ribis. Va'oid, hainu milva. It's no different than being malva with a loan, being mekadesh with a loan. Zaktimorle, tzichel, the avach lezimne. He extends the time of the loan. So he's Mekadosh you, and he says, I'm being Mekadosh you with the benefit, that's the Hanor that you derive from having your loan extended. And the problem with that is Aramas Ribis. So Vod Zekman Klor from the Gemara in Kedushin, Ribis is not a Din Gzeila. Because Rashi says, Ribis Mal Yosa, am I correlate Aramas Ribis? Now if Ribis is Gzeila, how could you be Mekadosh the Yisha with Gzeila? And the Ritva Zog Vaita, Ribis Mal Yosa, Im Kvar Porosoi Loi, the Chozar Vikitshoi Bo Mikudeshes. The most Ribis Sheporam Loi Velamal Vakanu Legamri, a moment Gomer Hain Loi. Is Vazetman the way the Ritva learns up shot in this Sugya? That the Isha, who's Mikudeshes, with Ribis money is Mikudeshes. How could that be if it's Gzela? Then the Malvi isn't koinet. He has no shaykhis to it. Levais techois, it's his money. And the Havamina was that with a mechila it's enough, and Lamaskona, the sugi zoktoch, that you need teiras. Momen, it's not teiras. Momen, however you learn it up. But the bottom line is that there's a tzat to say that it can be mekadesher with ribis money, and being moichel the money. Ailachari is never kind of the money. Vaisachari, it's not gzeil. If it's gzeil, it couldn't be kind of. A third raya from the Gemara and Kedusha and Davov, and especially according to Rashi and the Ritva, that ribis does not have a din of gzeil.
If you're talking about cash, why can't he be kind of gzeil?
Cash, you
can use that. You can be kind of cash, gzeil. A chayv, which you have to return. Cash is mine, all my pocket. The cottage of Nisha, I'll pay back other money. Cash is cash.
I hear. Okay, let's go a little vitals. The Gemara Bava Metzia that you mentioned, and Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Lomeli Amar Rova, Lomeli the Kotz of Rachman Lav Beribis Lav Begez Lav Bayino. Why is it necessary to have separate lavin for ribis, for ino, and for gez? In other words, all of these things have something in common. What they have in common is that be'isr, you're depriving somebody else of his property. In the sugya Srichi, where the Gemara says that there's a chiddush when it comes to ribis, even beloiva asurachmona, if it says lav begezel mishum de balkarche avol inoy meloy, I'm not getting into that. But Papash, this is a Gevaldig Arai. What's your first name? Yitzchak Baruch Gevaldig Arai for Negemon Leichet. And here the Gemara calls Ribis Gzela. And the Gemara says, why do we need a separate pasuk for an Isser Gzela, an Isser Ribis, an Isser Reino? All the cases they have in common, they're depriving someone else of his property. So Lechar, the Gemara considers clearly Ribis to be Gzela. This is the first Raya Pung Fakert. The Ribis does have a din of Gzela. So if you're going to be medam and ribis to gzela and say either one will teach the other because it's both the same yesoid of being mechasa, chisor and momen shemechasa es chaveiroi. So obviously the Gemara is equating ribis with gzela, which should be the same din as gzela. Mom Baba Kamen, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Of Ada Barahava Masti Lahod the Romi Bachom Aho. Romi Bachom was Mechadish that Yerusha is considered Shinui Rishus. That the same way if a ganav steals something, it's Mishana Rishus, there's something called a Kinyan of Shini Rishus. So there's a different way of explaining Rami Bar Chama that Gemara is going to introduce concerning a Yorish. So Kravada Bar Ahava, Rami Bar Chama meant to explain this. If the father was Nifta and he left the children the Yorishim money of Ribis, Afal Pisha Yoidin Shehen Shal Ribis. Even though it's your doer that it's in ribis, geschrieben in a bank account, ribis account. Ein chayov in lahachza, they don't have to return it. Tavos. Omer Romi bar Chome, zay semeres, rishus yoyrish ki rishus lakeach domi. If you leave property to your children and they inherit it, a maisa yerush is a maisa of shini rishus, and shini rishus is kind. So l'chara, what do you see from this? You see a davar poshut, that we're equating ribis with gzela, and the same way you kind of with shini rishus, you kind of with the shini rishus of rirusha, the ribis. So it's clear according to Rami Bar Chama that ribis has the same din of gzela, and the same way you kind of b'shini rishus, you kind of ribis b'shini rishus of rirusha. So it seems clear that according to this Gemara and Baba Kama, ribis has a din of gzela, and Mamela. That's why the Yorshim don't have to return the ribis because they were kind of b'shini rishus. There's a nifladik Ramban in Melchemes Hashem on the Rif. Now I apologize because I saw that the wonderful Mendy took my scribble hieroglyphics, and he put out beautiful marmakimis, but it must have looked like a lamed ches. It's really a lamed hey. So all those that are struggling to find the bachemes and lamed ches, it's lamed hey.
Changed
it.
What? Magiyam
checked it, changed it. He changed it? Okay, give me okay. So Ramban Melchemes and Rif lamed hey. Ki amrinon ribis yoitze b'dayonim iding zeilok amrinon. The choshev gzeil masrachamana. Says he's not the beferish machna. Ephraim brings us down as well. That when we say, they're free of the Gemara, that when it comes to ribis yoitzim b'dayonim, it's pasher adinin gzeila. The choshev gzeila. So clearly the Ramban is of the opinion that ribis is considered gzeila. So whether we have the Gemara in Baba Kama, whether we have Samach Beis, or we have Samach Aleph, or we have the Melchemes, it's all a din and gzeila. Now, in the Gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Yud Beis that we just learned, Rashi Bab Metzia Samach Beis, Dibra Maskol Dein Chayov and Lahachzir, Rashi says like this. Inu hu de'en chayov l'hachzer. The Gemara is talking about the fact that if you have ribbis, the children don't have to be to return the ribbis. Zot Rashi. Kedesanya in Baba Kama Kuf Yud Beis Bagoiz L'Basra Rava learned V'chai ochi cho'imoch L'didehu da'az hori rachmone Ohodalei D'nichi b'hadoch. The Sefer Dekho Aresha Koi, Al Tikach, Vim Lokachto, Hechzer, Av Lebrei Lo Yizor. The reason why the Gemara says Ribbis has to be returned is because of the fact in the Pasuk of Echaimach, the Torah admonishes and says, do not take Ribbis, Neshech. And the reason why you have to return it is Vecheyochi Chaimach. You push it, have to make sure that your chava can lem. So, it's on the malva to return the ribbis because of v'chei ochi chimoch, but lebrei lo yizhoyer, because the chiyuv of returning ribbis is on the father and not on the yorsha. Lom is a bissel oislan v'lam dona. The elsh the kashavis with afregin on Rashi and on Yene Gemorim. There's no miyut of ach over here to be memiyat to Yorushim the Yisoyim. Whoever has ribbis b'yodo has to return it. And if the whole long this is that you have ribbis b'yodo, you got to return it because v'cheimach. Why is that then negiyah to the kids? Avu shteitin posik. The posik doesn't say kids aren't mechuyev. How does Rashi? How does the Gemara? How do they touch this up? That the whole reason why kids are potter from returning the ribbis is because the father took the ribbis. It's vasis that the father took the ribbis. L'maisa, we're not talking about the father, we're talking about the chayimach, the chayachi chayimach, that the child has to be able, not the child, that the person who the usury, the ribbis was taken from, has to be able to live. Also the tzaton, the zun, the tata, you have ribbis, it's in the ribbis account, and Yena can't live, he can't pay his bills and pay his tuition and eat his food and pay the mortgage. So the chayachi chayimach. What's the pshat? Stam is a posher to be mamayit. No, what? That means if you look good in this Rashi, see a gevalde gediyah kun samach beis. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, al tikach meitoi neshech v'sarbis. Don't take from him neshech and sarbis. V'yoreiso meleikecho v'chai ochicho imoch. On who is there the chiyav of v'chai ochicho imoch? On the beginning of the Pasuk, on the person who took the Neshech and the Sarbis. But Pashtas Rashi is being Medayik, then who are we talking about? Klal Yisrael is the Chiv to champion the causes of those that have ribbis taken from them. By the way, there's a Shverish Island, Rav David Feinstein's got to shut up and make people nervous about borrowing money if there's no, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, any bank that you go to has a Heta Iska. And there's and somebody's making trouble. I just want you to know. That punkt was at a chasana, and he was hacking Gan Stark. And he hacked up Shmuel Kamenetsky, this Rav, and he also hacked up David. And they said that it's like a good Shaila. Bechlal, how we can arrange loans, different heterium don't seem to apply. I'm just forewarning you about things looming on the horizon. I'll call upon him. Rashing is being medayek. That's why the chiyuv is on the father, not the child. Because the pasuk says to the father, "Al tikach meitoi neshech v'sarbis v'yareisam alekecha." The father, the chayochichimach on the father. So yes, the father took the ribbis. The father has to return it. Memela. That's maybe the reason why the yisayim don't have to return the potem ilahachzar ribbis, because v'chayimach, chayochichimach is going on the one who took it meitoi neshech v'sarbis. But l'chayra, it's still shver. Especially if you compare ribbis to gzela. What does it say about gzela? The hoshev is a gzela shagoza. Loi sigzo. Don't steal. Heshev is a gzela shagoza. What does ashagoza mean? That you stole. She say the same thing. That who's mechoyev to return the stolen object? The one who stole it. But if the kid, the yisayim didn't steal it, why should they return it? If we're making a diuk when it comes to ribbis, and Rashi is saying the reason why ribbis, the children of Turim, is because it's only the one who took the neshech, only one who took the ribbis that he's mechuyev to return it, and that's not the children. V'cheyachichimach goes on him, so Asher Gozal is also going on them. Loisigzo, the heishiv is akzela, Asher Gozal, you who stole it, should return it. So why do you say mechuyev? If we're comparing ribbis to gzela, then let's go the other way and let's say that the only one that's mechuyev to return gzela is Asher Gozal, the one who stole it. Of course, we don't say that. Well, shtab ferish halacha, halacha lemaisik, brachn shulchan aruch, yeredei, kuf samachalov. Well, first of all, we know that there's a yisoid that the yisoid have to return the gezel because there's a heft of gzela in their hands, even if they didn't steal it. But if you hold that ribbis has the same din of gzela, so say the same thing by ribbis, that you have a heft of ribbis in your hands, shem mechuyev to return it. And what's din taka by ribbis, as we mentioned before, by zeh gebracht in the Shulchan Aruch, alocha the Shulchan Aruch yeredei kuf samach alef vav lokach ribbis umeis ein habonim tzrichem achzer. Why not? Same with gzeila, they have to return it, and they didn't steal it. So by ribbis, they should have to return it, even though they didn't take it. The Rambam malva v'loive perik yudalit perik excuse me perik yud halacha yudalit im hoyis the ribbis ksusin is a lengthy Rambam. Then he says, the meis hamalva, ain't might see him yad habonim. So Rambam says, beferish the same thing that the children ain't might see, you can't even touch them. And the kasha is that according to Baba Kama Kuf Yud Beis, but metziyah samach alf, but metziyah samach beis, Rambam mechemes Hashem. It's just like a din in gzeila. So why should they be potter from returning? If it is or it isn't. If it's a din in gzeila, it's din in gzeila. If it's din in gzeila, then they should have to return it. It's din in gzeila. And if it's not an exhala, so then there's no issue. But we're saying it's exhala. Four rice at exhala. So why do the children have to return the Yisayimim, the ribbis?
My ribbis is the Indian of Mechila because they gave it willingly, but exhala is not like that.
We're going to get to that, my friend. You're actually starting to get to turn the corner, but it can't be Stam a Svar B'Alm. We're going to see there's a Ramban that says you're... What do you mean? If you come to Sugis and Dafiyam, I've already found this Chevra. The reason why I love to comment is because the Olam looks like the Asik. It's not just talking about sugars, they have no shaykhs. Let's go right. The Mishnah of the Melech in Malva V'loive, Perek Ches, Halacha Tezvot. The ribbis, there's a chiv to be marzah, the chayfetz or the shavius. In other words, he's saying, the Mishnah of the Melech, that the Malva is not coin of the chayfetz. So clearly he's saying that when it comes to ribbis, the malva is not koinit. Sounds a lot like it's gzela. You're not koinit. Kumtz again, Gilyan Rebbe Kiva Ege, on the Mishnah Lamelech, brought down a Madura Shapsi Frankel. He brings a Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Ishus that brings a steer in Mishnah Lamelech from this Mishnah Lamelech and Nocha Mishnah Lamelech. The Gilyan Rebbe Kvega brings the Mishnah Lamelech in Malva Veloive Perak Dar Locha Hei, who brings the Ritva in Kedush in Vavim Beis. And he says like this, HaMalve Koine HaRibis Oy HaMomen Oy HaChefetz V'yochol L'kadish Isha Im HaRibis V'ma Malve Koine HaRibis. Then L'chor it's not Gzel. He says Beferish that from that Gemara in Kedushin, and now we're talking about who's saying this. The Mishnah Lamelech is saying, You want to tell me it's different Gemaras whether they hold as Gzela or not? It's fine. But the same Mishnah Melech that says you have to give back the ribbis and not coin it, he says you can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. So how could it be that you hold as Gzela but it's not Gzela? How does that work? That's one stira. We brought the Ramban and Melchemes Hashem on the Rift of Lamed Hey, Ki Amrinon Ribbis Yoitze B'dayonim Midin Gzela Kamrinon. So it's klar according to the Ramban and Melchemes Hashem that it's a din in Gzela. Now listen to this. The Ramban, in the Chedusha Ramban on that Sugya in Samachay, in Bob Metzia by Glimo, he explains that what we're talking about not wearing a coat of ribbis, the Chavis Yor said it's Chil Hashem, isn't the simple understanding of the Gemara, where he was owed 4 zuzim of ribbis, and instead of paying ribbis, they gave him a Glimo, and Memela, he's wearing now that Glimo, and that's not what happened. There's 2 independent transactions that happened. There's the malva, there's a loiva, there's a loikeach, and there's a meicher. And what happens is that now the malva that has most ribbis owed to him becomes the loikeach. He wants to buy a glima from the loiva. And instead of paying him cash, he tells the loiva, I'm going to purchase this glima by being meichel the ribbis that I owe you. That's the glima of ribbis. It's not where he was repaid his loan of ribbis with a coat. But he purchased the coat from his loiva with the ribbis money that the loiva owed him. That's how the Ramban in Bar Metzia Samachay explains the Gemara. Mechayrit Zepela. It's a pelad lemoid. Because if you hold that ribbis, and the choiv of ribbis is like gzela, which he said earlier, then it never was his money, he has no shaykhus to the parsha, it's just like gezel, the ribbis, and you can't be koina anything with gzela. You can't be koina. And with the ribbis, you also can't be koina. So how can he go ahead and purchase the glima with money that's not his? If we say that ribbis has the same din of gzela, and the money that he's owed is gegamvet the geld. So the same way that's not yours, you merely can't use it to be kind of a coat, you can't use ribbis to be kind of a coat.
You can't purchase with money anyway, can you
not? Whatever the cheshbon is, but as I said, to be fairish.
He gave the money as payment.
But he didn't give anything.
He had to make a mashicha. He had to make a mashicha, or something.
He didn't say what he did. All I know is...
what he did, but he certainly didn't make a kinyan kesef. You're telling the kesef is ribbis, how can you use for a kinyan? First of all, if he owns the kesef, I don't see why not. But...
So well, we're saying, but if you hold his gzela, then how is it his? How is this? How is a chi of his?
That's always the case with money. Money has to return separately.
No, but I'm saying, cash. But aside from that... But it doesn't belong to him.
He didn't make the kinyan with cash. It's a chepsa glima. He had to make a mishicha rag bar. So the cash he used to pay for it. So and it's not a good payment to give it back.
No, but you're saying now that the only reason why he has to give it back is because of Chil Hashem. According to you, he's stam giving it back.
According to you,
there's no Kenyan.
What?
According to you, he's stam giving it back. That's our kasha. Does he have to give it back?
What?
Does he have to give it back?
Yeah,
why? Oh, no, it's chalashem. No, the cheshbon. Yeah. Okay.
He made a Kenyan. The Kenyan's a valid Kenyan. He still made a mashicha like what? Or it's nothing to talk about.
So you're saying that the Kenyan wasn't the kesef, the Kenyan was the mashicha, or whatever it was.
It can't be.
Okay. So you're saying now, out the mechila shabai.
Not mechila, mechila shabai.
No, I'm saying something
else. When you make a Kenyan on a chayfer, it has to be a kesef, it doesn't work.
Okay. Is that going to be enough for me to what we're saying?
A very small kasha. Probably not that relevant, but when you say that, when somebody says they're not kind of the ribbis, it makes sense if I pay back $100 a loan and tomorrow I pay back $10 ribbis. What if I pay back $110? Which part am I not kind?
No, here it's only the ribbis payment. That's what the Gemara is talking about. You're only giving him 4 zuzim of ribbis. Not giving him extra money, just giving ribbis. The whole payment is ribbis. We're talking about giving ribbis. This is not the case of 4 for 5. This is a case where the 4 zuzim that Gemara is talking about, the 4 zuzim are ribbis. Are ribbis. It's only ribbis. It's only ribbis. It's only ribbis money. Good kasha, that's what Gemara says. Now, listen to the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Shechshocha HaRambam, Mitzvah Yud Zayin. This is what the Ramban says. Zokt Ramban, Mitzvah Yud Zayin. Shenitztavinu lahachzer haribish olakachnu me'achem. The Ramban is machadish, and he doesn't understand why the Rambam doesn't write this. It is a chiyuv to return ribis, a mitzvah saseh to return ribis. The inyan ha-mitzvah ha-zois, ki kasher, manonu yis'alu shaloi ligzol, vim gozalnu tziva yisonu lohoshev ezakzela, kamo yishenemar v'heshev ezakzela asher gozal v'mitzvah saseh. The same way as the mitzvah saseh of v'heshev ezakzela asher gozal, and is a chiyuv to return what you steal, Cain, it's a mitzvah, he says. Mitzvah Yud Zayin. Mitzvah Zasei Dai Raisa. Mitzvah. Monenu Shalai Nikach Ribis Mi Yisrael. Vim Lo Kachnu Oisoi. Siva Yisonu Lo Yishivoi. Lenoisei. And listen to this. So here the Ramban is clearly saying, there's a mitzvah of Heishiv Es HaRibis HaShegozal, the same way Heishiv Es HaGzel HaShegozal. But then his mamash says to himself, Menei Obey. Zokta Afal P, and I think Yitzhak alluded to this, somebody alluded to this. Afal P, Shinasonu, Loi Berotzen Afshoi, Voloi Gozlenuhu. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah of Neshech, Vesarbis, Vesem Lakel, Vachayachicha Imoch, and that's the Makar for the mitzvah. He brings on this puzzle Makar for the mitzvah. So Shemri Shemayim, what's going on over here? Is it a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Is it like Zela or not Zela? You're telling me it's like Zayla Vashem, Zayla Gozel, and then you're telling me, well, it was done, Midaitai. He was happy about it. He needed the money. He needed the hard cash, so he's going to spend 25% interest. He doesn't care, and he's the hard cash. You got to buy the building. So he's maskim. He wants it. So how could you call it Zayla? Nusach of the Ramban. Ava Pishanosin Le Berotzin. Berutsoy Navshoy Vele Gozlanu. And what's the Makor of Achayo Chicha Imach? Mamshastira, what is it? Zayla is an exit. I'm just steering the Ramban. Listen, let me say what I have to say, then I want to hear what you have to say. Listen to what I have to say. I'm not going to get into as much as I want, because I want to hear what you have to say. So I'm going to minimize what I have to say. I'll say this mamish in a sentence. And then if you want, I'll be mazbid barich, 10 minutes to explain it. And this is not from the take it or leave it column. This is the deal. The Ramban is being mechadish and nifl dikachidish. It's not a ding zela. It's not a ding zela. But the Torah makes it into a ding zela. All of the kashas that we had from all those rayas, if you look at every single one of those kashas, you are kaina. You can't be makadish. You can do whatever you want. It's just that I saw a kosev kilu berushusa. It's like the Torah is saying, because of this pirsik v'chayo chi chayimach, and the Ramban's forewarning this. He says, how can I really call it zela? I can't really call it zela. It was midaitai. So I don't mean v'hashiv zakzela shegozel is the makor for this. That's not the makor. But right, what does the Ramban say? What is the makor? He says mitzvah sasevu omru yisala al tikach meitoy neshech v'sarvus v'yereisim lekech v'ayachichimah. But dar shabay hadalid lasimach. Umizel ma Rabbi Loza ribitz ktsutz yoytze b'dayonin kamaisay niflin nevelt. And really, it's a sugi in tomorrow too. I'm not going to get into right now. But it's mamish niflin nevelt. The Ramban is answering a whole shtickle Torah. The Ramban is telling us, from the steer in the Ramban, that I appreciate my colleague over here with his kasha, but lemaisa, the Ramban seems to be saying to himself, at least in his sprach. At the end of the day, he's telling us it's a din of gzeil, veish of gzeil shagazal, ala dinim da. And then he says, but don't think it's veish of gzeil shagazal. That's not the makor for the yisr. The makor for the mitzvah say is because v'chayachicha imach. Because you shouldn't be walking around with this kind of cloak. Midaraisa. So it comes out that he's clearly favoning a whole shtickle. He's saying that Lamaisa, it doesn't have a din of gzela, as far as a moment is taking a din of gzela. And Mamela, all our issues that we had before are not a problem. Because what ends up happening is that you have to be noyig like ribis, but you're not going to consider it ribis. So Lamoshal, Kedush Yeramban Benegeh Glima, it's Mavari de Gemora, that he gives the loyver, the glima, to pay off the ribbis. And how could it be kaina? It's gzela. It's not a problem. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't have the dinim of gzela, he is kaina. And according to that, she should be mekadesh and isha with it. You can be mekadesh and isha with it, because it belongs to the fellow. all of the various riots that we had, the Ramban and Mechemes, it says it's Gzela. At the end of the day, it's not a problem. Why is that? Because it has all of the similarity to Gzela without being a din in Gzela. The Mishnah Melech, the steer that we had in the Ramban, the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Yerushim having a Shini Rishus, Ay, Lechur is Gzela, it's not Gzela. They can be kind of with a Shini Rishus. Because at the end of the day, what ends up happening is that the Torah is Machayev, you according to the Ramban, to return it as if it's Gzela. But the Makor the Ramban brings is not Veheshev Gzela Shagozal. Half the Ramban should have been cut out. Should have just said the same as the Mitzvah Veheshev Gzela Shagozal. Ribbis has a din of Gzela, and many have to return the Ribbis. But no, he tells me the Pasuk of Neshech, Vesarbis, Leilokach, and then there's a Mitzvah of Chayach Icho Imach. So.
You're making a separate Mitzvah. You want to make the same Mitzvah?
I'm saying it's a separate Mitzvah. So I'm saying separate mitzvah with the dinam of Gzela. It's a separate mitzvah that's similar to Gzela. That's what he's saying. Listen to the Nusach, Rabbi Leibin of the Ramban. Listen to the Nusach. Pasha, listen to what he says. Zokter Ramban. Nochemol. Zokter Ramban. And I apologize because my Ramban is pretty small. Old print. Nitztavinu lahachzer haribish shalakachnu me'achenu. The Indian HaMitzvah HaZois. Ki kasher menono yisalo shalei ligzo. Vim gozalnu tziva yisonu lohoshev es hagzelo. Kamoishenema. Vaheshev es hagzelo asher gozav hu mitzvah saseh. That's a mitzvah saseh of returning what you steal. Kein manonu shalei nikach ribis mi Yisrael. Vim lo kachnu oisoi. Siva oisonu la shiva lenoise. But don't think this is Veheshev HaGzela Shagozal. Why? The RFLP, Shinosalon Barad Sanavshoi, Veloigazlonu. How could you call it Gzela? He didn't steal, he gave it to him, he's happy with it. It's a river sticker din. Vahu gamkein mitzvah saseh. Hear what he's saying? Not that it's the same mitzvah saseh. It's also mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah saseh called Veheshev HaGzela Shagozal. There's another mitzvah saseh that the Rambam has not neglected to write, has neglected to write. It's called return the ribbis. Vosidos, who omru yisale al tikach meitoi neshach v'sarbis v'yareisam elikecho v'chai ochicho imoch. And he brings the Gemara of Samach Beis, the darshins ahodalei deleichi imoch. Give it back to him, the gleam, it could live with you. And to that, Rabbi Yezah says, ribbis ktsutza yoitze b'dayon and k'moisa. So it could very well be like the Ritva. It could be you might say it just like Zelo. Maybe you don't mention like Zelo. That's up to you to decide the comparison. And obviously those shitas that hold on dinik Zelo has no dinik Zelo. But those four shitas, especially the Mechemes Hashem, that clearly say that it's a dinik Zelo. How could you say it's Zelo? Where's the issue of Zelo? Is that how you say Gozo? A soul! They made it! It's as if! It's just like the pshat, the lumdus, the amkus, of the Torah of Echai Ochicha Imach, is as all the dinim of Gzela apply without being Gezel. So the Maisa, you are coin it, but you have to be naig with it. So at the end of the day, whether you hold that it is like Gzela or not like Gzela, we don't have a problem. Because even if it's like Gzela, it's a gemacht Gzela. That the Torah wants to make sure you get it back. Now, when it comes to the Yisoymim, the Shinui, will be coin it, the Yerusha. Even if you hold it's mamish dinim of Gzela, yes. The ribbis is nicknamed to the Yisoymim, but the Shini Rishus al Chirusha, it's not going to be problematic. Asher al Kain, it seems to me that the Chiddush of the Ramban is that this whole sugya of ribbis ketsutza has to be taken much more seriously. Not that it's not an Issa Deraisa. But even if you get bringing Braisa, it's not mamish gzela, but it's very akin to gzela. And kilo so akos of kilo brishusa, the Torah wants you to treat it like gzela. So it's something that we have to become expert in, as all you people are from learning the sugya, and it's something we have to practice. There are many practical applications. Is there a Maisa Kinyan? Is there no Maisa Kinyan? Can you do various things with it? How far does it go? Let's say you have a borrowed coat, gleam of ribbis, and this chometz, and you have a mayuram by a matzah. How far does this go? I can think of many things. Ad kan d'lomdus. Now, many in the past has asked me to sometimes say a little drush. So, I think this is a gishmak shtickle. Comes to the parsha of Shiduchim, Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer to find the Shidduch. for Yitzchak. Why not Nefesh Hashasa B'cholam? These are Mamish Doilu Mashka Miterasar V'Lacherim. These are Yidden that are cut in his bolt of cloth. The Nefesh Asher Osu Bechoron are clearly the Talmidim and Talmidais of Avram and Sarah. So if you want to make sure that Yitzchak follows in your path, take a Talmidah. Take the best Talmidah. Take the one who went to BJJ Hadar and Ben Oschav all combined. What are you doing running around for some mud? And Adkidei Kank that he ends up with Bas Rasha, Achois Rasha, Mimokim Rasha. He wants a good girl. He wants it from a good family. And who does he end up being satisfied with? Rivka. Thank you, but no thank you. That's exactly what we're not looking for. The Tzveta Kasha. Vateilech Lidrash Es Hashem. The Yisrael Tzabonim Bekir. So what happens is that she's very agitated. So she goes to shame. And he says, nothing to worry about. Shnei Goyim Bebitnech. Shnei Goyim Bebitnech. Now she's a Tzifridna Mensch. It's going from the frying pan into the fire. What happened over here? This kid is jumping the boundary from tefila to tifla. It's one change of letter. From the Beis HaMikdash, from the Beis HaMedrash, from the Beis HaKnesses to the Mokim Avodah Zarah. So now she hears, don't worry. It's two mishpachis, two nations. They're going to hate each other and shecht each other ad bi'as yinoim. Vayovik ishimoy ad alois ha-shochar, says the Medrash, that Sarai Shaleza will fight with Klal Yisrael until alois ha-shochar, the dawning of Mashiach. And now she's tefridin. It should be 10 times worse. You have a schizophrenic kid, you have a kid that's multi-personality. You take him to a shrink, you take him to an expert on off the derech kids, he'll turn him around. So what's pshat? Then go back a little bit. She goes, Lidrash Es Hashem, and she says, Loma ze anoichi. Loma ze anoichi. She's davening and davening, hiftzer, the hiftzer, she and Yitzchok. So the kid's a little off. Loma ze anoichi. Loma ze anoichi. And finally, towards the end of the parasha, when she tells Yitzchok, he cannot take and if he ends up doing it, marrying like Esav, lama lichayim. The ganz leben neshonish kedai lama lichayim v'stepshat. So I'd like to suggest, Avraham Avinu had a unique way of being makar of people. Rabbi Wallerstein and his family doesn't have a corner on the market, even though they have a very large market, but it's not a corner on the market. They're not the first. Avraham Avinu would invite people into this palatial home and serve them the finest cuisine and food. And then when they came to pay, he'd say, pay the one who created the world. Bench, birchas hamazon. That's payment. Gevaldik. That all works as long as Avraham Avinu is alive. State in the Medrash, Zorak, Chutra Shamayim Ikrakoi. Bar Yilapian explains that you throw a stick, if it doesn't begin self-propulsion in its own orbit, it falls to the ground. That's what happened to Nefesh Osu Becharim. On Avraham Avinu, he was Nifter, they were Nifter. So listen to what I'm going to suggest. You know who these people were, Nefesh Osu Becharim? They went for the best chont. Avraham Avinu has the best chont, with a lot of meat and hazel, go there. If the Beis Tifla has the best chont, they're going to go there. The Kerem and Mishtachim to whoever you want, whoever gives you the best meal, the best steak, they're going to go there. We're talking about being Miyasa, the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. And to be Miyasa, the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, it's like our parents and grandparents who lived through the concentration camps or the horrors of America with acculturation and assimilation and came out straight, strong. It can't be wishy-washy. Nefesh, Ashur, Asu, Bechorin are the worst people to be Mishadach with. Because the Johnny come lately, so they only are committed to whatever's on the plate. But look at Rivka. Rivka is Bas Pesuel. Achoy Slovan. Mimokim Resha. Klal Yisrael's going to have a lot of challenges. Chalmanitsky and the concentration camps and the Gulag and Chom Bais Rishon and Shani and all the Tzoras. Rivka says, I can do it. Rivka lives a life that she's able to be Rivka, even though she's not in an ivory tower, even though she's not ensconced in Kedusha V'Tahara. She lives with Avodah Zarah. And Rivka, Lamaisa, is Matzliach. She has the Shechina. The Isa is like a bench to Isa. That's the Shidduch. That's the Shidduch. Someone who can take the vicissitudes of life and remain Kaddish V'Tahara. When she hears that it's not a schizophrenic kid, that's what she's terrified. But Hashem, I haven't realized my mission. I'm the one that's supposed to make sure that there's chlorkite in Yiddishkeit, that there's a consistency, a tmidius, that you're not going to be buffeted by the winds of challenge and change. And what happens? This kid in my womb. One day he's in the Beis HaKnesses, and one day he's in the Beis Tifla. He's jumping to go learn, he's jumping to Yud Avodah Zarah. I push it, I failed in my mission. So Mamela, when she hears that it's two different people, and the legacy is going to be Yankee if she's calmed down. And that's why she says, Loma ze anoichi, you didn't need me. You didn't need me, Avraham Avinu, because I'm not the person that you needed. You need somebody that can withstand all the tzaras that are going to happen to Klal. So, and look what's happening to me. He's jumping out to the Avodah Zarah, same as jumping out to the Beis HaMikdash. At the end of the parasha, Katzti B'chayim B'nei Yischeis, Lama L'chayim, the whole mission statement was to make sure that I have a shaychis to consistency. And if he's going to marry B'nei Yischeis, it's not going to work. You know who really says this? The Chassam Soif in Teres Moshe says this. He says, in Parashas Vayishlach, he says this, you say. That the whole tachlis of the ongoing development of Klal Yisrael is to have this clarity. Now, I'm getting a little older, so I just forgot what the Chassam Sefer said. I apologize. So Agam, it was a gevaldik tzushtel, Yirgenei Shinish. Maybe if I keep on talking, you'll remember. Do you remember what the Chassam Sefer says in Teres Moshe in the beginning of Yishlach? No. If anybody remembers, there's a shaykh, so she'll let me know. So let me end with this. Avada. Avada. The most chashva thing in life is limud haTorah. There's no shayla about it. But you know what's special about this chabura? This chabura takes the Torah and extends it into the workplace. What do I mean? Rebbe Shmuel Birnbaum was enamored with Balabatim, that old svarim, that machadash chadushei Torah. The Pasuk says concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, Hasne enena uko. David Cohn says, and many others say as well, that that's where the Lashon Einikol comes from. It's Hasne enena uko. Rav Matisyahu explains that there was a pool of his Eirus. He basically saw what nobody else saw. The whole world walked by and he didn't see anything. So to Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al takrav haloim, don't go any closer. So my kasha pushed the kasha. If it's admas kodesh, then how could you stand there? Atakar v'aloyim, you can't go there. There's the shechem. Tell me, this is a makam kodesh. And how could it be that you stand there? And if you can stand there, don't have to go back 20 parsois, then why do you have to take off your shoes? What's tutsachta? Is it a makam kodesh or not a makam kodesh? Makam kodesh, back off. Not a makam kodesh, why take off your shoes? I thought that was the makam kodesh. Ksamba Kabbalah says in four words, there are two types of kedushas in the world. There's a makam kodesh, and there's a maimed kedusha. A makam kodesh is like the Beis HaMikdash. Haramiriyah, from the time of creation, a Bria Sa'olam was a makam kodesh. They have a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis Medrash, a Koil, the Yeshiva, a Beis Yankiv, Sifrei Kodesh, a Sefer Torah, that's all a makam kodesh. Then there's a maimed kedusha. What Moshe Rabbeinu did was that he transformed by noticing Hasnen and Ukal, the place he was standing, into a makam kodesh. So to the Rebbeinu Shlom Shana Lecha and Araglecha makam hashatayimid, wherever a yid stands, it's a makam kodesh. What we're saying is that it's not just enough to experience the makam kodesh; you have to take that kedusha from the makam kodesh and create a maimed kedusha. You have to extend the daf yomi, the sugis and daf yomi, into the street, into your business, into your home. Imagine for machanach children that that's the yisod of kedusha. That the yisod of kedusha is to take that kedusha that's with you in the dalet kaisli beis medrash and extend it wherever you go. In fact, Reb Tzadok HaKohen Milublin says, "Ein laKodesh Baruch Hu ela dalet amishalocha." Says an unbelievable thing. After the Churban, older Ben Shem has dal mishalocha. He says if a yid conducts his business according to dalet chalki shulchan aruch, that's dalet amishalocha. And the Shechina is there with him. If you learn Hilchas Ribbis and practice Hilchas Ribbis, that's mamish your mokim. The Rebbein Shlom is there in your place of work. As Ezek Reb Tzadok and Pritzadok. So what we're saying is that the tachlis of all this limud is to take it with us from a gate, from a state. You know, you go with someone in a car, there's nobody listens anymore to the radio, to music. You're listening to shiurim. On the subway train, people going to work, the ladies are saying Tillim and looking at Chaim Shulevitz and Shmuzin, the men are looking into Svarim, it's Psan de Welt. We're extending the Mokim Kodesh to a Maimed de Kedusha. And I'll just end with Chanukah. State, the Yevonim had a Modna Gezeira. Kis v'lechem al Karnei Hashor, Eilon al Chelek v'lekei Yisrael. Why al Karnei Hashor? Why not on the Pereiches? Eilon al Chelek v'lekei Yisrael. Karnei Hashor? So, a friend of mine once took Dan's deals to Eretz Yisrael. And he got a very cheap price, but he was zeichet to spend 8 hours in Paris. So we had a flight with 6 hours in Paris. My wife wouldn't go past customs control. We're staying right in the airport. But he went. He visited a museum called the Museum of Progression. And I say it in French. And basically, it shows the development of many things, artifacts in society. The first wheel, and then it shows how it became this type of wheel, and a rubber wheel, and a car, sports car, and a wheel on a plane, and a wheel on the space module. And there were many, many artifacts. He told me the following, it's unbelievable. There was a progression of babies' bottles. And it was glass, and plastic, and collapsible. You know what the first baby's bottle was? It was a Karen. I don't know if it was a Karen, I'm not sure, but it was a Karen. The Living Museum has that. So this is the pshat, it's unbelievable. Kisulchem al Karen Hashor means on the baby's bottle. We don't care about the altishkes. I mean, G'dim, Ein Tershim. We're worried about the youngsters. They're Ein Lechem Chelek B'Kei Yisrael. I want to say a different shot. I want to say, what was the infrastructure of commerce, of Parnos of Klal Yisrael? It was agriculture. That was their economy. What the Yevonim was saying, take out the Sefer Torah, you learn Daf Yomi, Sugyas, whatever you want, Yesh Lechem Chelek B'Kei Yisrael. When you go to work and you're plowing with that shor, we want you to see Al Karen HaShor Ein Lanu Chelek B'Kei Yisrael. That means in modern times, when you turn on your screensaver at work, with of course the filtered internet, the first thing that comes up is Ein Lanu Chelek B'Kei Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael went to war against that. Yesh Lanu Chelek. It's an amazing thing. Purim, when their lives are on the line, they go daven, they fast. But Chanukah, when Yesh Lanu Chelek B'Kei Yisrael is on the line, they go to war. They sacrifice themselves. That's the whole yisod of this exercise. You are Baruch Hashem B'nei Torah that are integrated in society, and you go to work, and you're saying Yesh Lanu Chelek B'Kei Yisrael, and you're taking the Kedusha with you. You should be Matzliach, and all of the sugyas, and all of your learning, and continue steiging, so I have to keep them preparing before I come. We should be zeche to greet Mashiach Tzidkeinu, Herav Yameinu.
Amen. Shkoyach. Fushalem.
Amen. Amen.